So we welcome Jeff's family.
欢迎Jack的一家人。
Yeah, we've been praying for them.
我们一直为他们祷告。
We've been praying for them for a while.
是，我们为他们祷告一段时间。
I'm sorry, I've done, you know, and so many things.
神做了很多奇妙的事。 今天他们就来了，来到这里。
And we gather here is not because we have a religion.
我们聚在这里不是说就是因为一个宗教。Religion
is different.
宗教是不一样的。Religion
is want you to do more and more.
宗教呢是要求你要做这个做那个，要求你很多。The
Bible never said we are a religion. We are family.
圣经呢没有说我们是宗教，圣经说我们是一家人。
It's a God's family.
我们是神的家人。The
whole chapter of Ephesians is about God's family.
这有一个整本的这个以弗所书里面有一章里讲到说这个家庭。And
when it comes to family, it's not about doing, it's about being.
讲到这个家庭，不说是做什么。
Religion, other religion, you have to do a lot of things, you have to work hard, not here, not this family. The Bible said the Father wants you to come close, not to do more, to come close.
在那个别的宗教里面，他会讲说你要做这个，你要做那个，但是在圣经里面呢，神的教就是说我们要成为家人。 在家人呢，就是我们要连接到一起。Because
it's a relationship, it's about love. That's why.
因为这个关系呢，它是关乎爱。God
wants us to come close.
神要我们呢，是大家在爱里面走到一起。First
close to Him.
首先是连接他。Second
close to each other.
然后呢，我们就彼此在爱里面。And
we should do it at the same time too.
我们也是同时一起做。
And is a family of love.
这是一个爱的家庭。God
loves us intensely.
神呢非常的爱我们。God
loves you more than you love yourself.
神爱你呢，比你还更爱你自己。God
created you.
神造你。Primarily. 主要呢
？To love you.
就是为了要爱你。Not
the other way.
不是反过来。And
in Song of Song.
在这个雅歌里面。
And God tells us, even you are dark.
圣经里面说，甚至虽然你脸很黑，
yet you are lovely.
你人还是秀美的。
And Song of Songs is about love, intense love. God wants to show you His love is so intense. They use a special word in this love. The love is not ordinary love. It's a boiling love. Boiling means intense.
这个圣经里面，这个雅歌里面，他是讲到那个爱呢，神呢，他要表达他那个强烈的爱呢，所以用了里面这样一种比喻性的一个说法。那当肯刚刚用的那个词，就说这种，就是好像说沸腾的那个爱，那个热情。God's
love is different from human love. That's two kinds of love. You know, human love is limited. God's love is unfailing.
神的爱呢，它是跟人的爱是不一样的。人的爱呢是有限的。
In God's family, God wants you to love each other at the same time because He has loved you.
他要彼此相爱，是因为他已经爱了我们。The
language He used in Song of Songs is how beautiful you are.
这个在雅歌里面呢，他用的这个词说是你是如此的美丽。You
are beautiful.
他称我们，你们是如此的美丽。When's
the last time you tell your wife she is beautiful?
你什么时候有跟你太太说过你如此美丽，你很漂亮？Probably
your wife said, I couldn't remember.
你的太太说，我不记得你说过。But
the Bible said, every day God said, you are beautiful.
但是圣经呢，每天都对我们说，How
beautiful you are!
你是如此美丽。You
are dearly loved.
你是美丽可爱的。He
did not say to the angels.
他没有对天使这么说。
He did not say to the world, to anything else. He just say, you
他没有对这个世界的这个世俗的东西说，他是对你，对人，
you,
我们对我们说，你
each individual,
你每一个人
you are beautiful, you are the only one, you are unique,
都是美丽的，你是被造。
That's the only one in the world, you, that nobody is similar to you.
你被造是独一无二的，没有人是跟你一样的。
No replica.
没有说是复制品。
So God related to you is one-to-one relationship.
所以神跟你的关系是一对一的关系。
So the Bible emphasizes
圣经里面强调吗？
Not doing things.
不是说是我们一定要非得要做什么。
That's religion.
而是那个是宗教的要求。
God's family is come close to each other.
神的家庭里面是我们要靠近神。
Come closer.
更加的靠近
Walk with God
跟神同行
Build a relationship with God
跟他建立这个关系
Learn from God
从他那里学习
Learn how to love
学习怎么去爱
Learn the fruit of Holy Spirit
学习怎么去结出这个圣灵的果子
Learn how to be a loving Christian
学习怎么样去成为
Unconditionally
爱的使者无条件的爱
Christian love is cherished in GreekThat's nobody use this word anymore in, even in the Christian society. Charity means love unconditional.
在圣经里面，这个爱这个词又叫做 charity。这个词呢，其实是用的不多了，已经在这个希腊的文里面用作爱这方面。
Only
这个爱呢，其实它是
only Christian use it.
它是指一个无条件的爱，只有基督徒还会用这种爱。
And Paul called it grace.
保罗呢，圣经上使徒保罗称它为是恩典。
Grace means you don't deserve it.
恩典的意思就是，其实我不配合的。
God love you.
神爱我们。
Because who you are.
因为就是因为你是他造的这个样子。
Not because what you have done.
不是因为你做了什么。
He has done everything for you.
赚到他对你。
He has done everything for you in Christ.
其实他在通过耶稣基督做了一切的事情。
It's finished.
要让他看，让你看到他的爱，他已经完成。
Everything is yes in Christ.
每一件事情在他那边都是确定的
Even before the creation of the world
甚至在创造这个世界之前他就已经定了
In Ephesians When God tried to talk about create a family That's before the creation He already have your name
在这个以弗所书里面讲说神造这个天地之前他就已经认得你他知道你的名字
He know you by name before the creation of the world
他甚至爱你的名知道你
That's my problem. You cannot even, put your finger on this.
你完全不明白不明了，你的手都指不出到底是什么是什么。
If the Bible did not tell us through Paul, we don't know about this.
如果圣经没有通过使徒保罗告诉我们这个启示的话，我们完全摸不着头脑。
Ephesians chapter 1:3, God says, I have chosen, I have blessed you with all the spiritual blessing already.
在以弗所书第一章第三节里面讲的时候，神用各样的福气来祝福了我们。
Remember, that's before the creation.
而且那个祝福呢，不是说是现在给，是在创世界之前，他就已经给我们
before the beginning
预备好了给我们。
Before the beginning of time.
在时间的起点之前，他就已经准备好了。
God already has blessed you. He used past perfect tense is already done.
祝福了我们，他用的这个时态呢，是过去已经完成的这个时态。
And God has blessed you.
神已经祝福了我们。
Secondly,
第二个
，He not only bless you.
他不仅祝福
，He has chosen.
他真的拣选了你们
，to be holy and blameless.
拣选你们，使你们成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And chosen, you did not chosen. He chose you.
你并没有拣选他，但是他。
All the other religion, we try to choose God, try to do God.
其他的宗教都是为了要选择神。
Only the Bible said you did not choose me. I chose you, even before the creation of the world.
就是在其他宗教里面，你要做很多的事情来祈愿。取悦神，但是在基督教里面是神在创世纪他就已经拣选了你，不是因为你做的。
And you can see, you can see that's the difference.
你看这个差别多大
？Why？
为什么呢
And Ephesians chapter 3 go on, chapter 1 go on, verse 4, verse 5,
继续往下走,
and verse 6,
第六节,
because he loves you.
因为他说他爱你,
in love,
在爱里面,
and he has decided to be your father too.
他已经决定了要做你天上的父。
The blessing is greater and greater. First, bless you.
这个祝福是越来越大。
Secondly, you are holy.
你看前面是说他要祝福你, 给你福气, 后面说要使你成为圣洁。
The greatest blessing is
最大的祝福是,
he has decided
他已经决定了,
to be your father.
要做你的天父。
You are the son of God.
你成为神的儿女了。
And you haven't done anything.
然后, 我们都还没做什么呀?
The world's not even created.
这世界还没造,
then after that,
然后呢,
the Bible said, now,
后面怎么说呢?
After I know everybody, then God said, now I create the world.
神他是先知道我们认得了我们，然后才造出。
custom made for each of you.
就是,
Amen.
可以说是他为我们每个人定制的。
Acts 17 talk about where you live,
这个,
what kind, what race you are, you are Chinese,
说,
right? And of course,
Tamara is
Canadian.
你开了什么车?
Where you live, how long you live,
你,
what kind of race you are, what you do, everything.
你做的是什么? 这一切,
God already knew.
神都已经知道了。
And he custom make Canada is for you because he know you are better off in Canada.
他把你带到加拿大了，是因为其实他早就知道这个加拿大这个地方。
That's before the creation of the world.
在创造世界之前, 他就已经知道这一切。
Everything is written down in the book.
所有的这一切呢，都写在这个天上的这个生命册里。
There are no accident.
这不是偶然的。
Even a bird falling to the ground is not an accident.
即使一只鸟掉在这个地上，都不是偶然的。
All your hairs,
你们的头发,
are numbers every day.
神都已经数算过。
You don't know.
每天都数算过。
How many people know how many hairs you have?
我们不知道，谁知道我们有多少根头发？
James know because James have no hair.
James, 因为他头发快掉光了。
And God knows all the hair. Matthew chapter 10.
这马太福音第十章里面有讲到,
he knows everything about you more than you know yourself.
他知道你的一切多过于你知道你自己。
Because you are much more valuable than many birds.
因为你比许多的鸟都还要贵重。
Amen.
Secondly,
第二,
the Bible 1:1. Bible said God as a father only want one thing.
他作为天父,
he has everything already.
他已经都有了,
do you know
你知道,
what God really wants?
神, 他真的爱, 要的是什么,
Lily.
Lily.
Come close to him.
Come close to him.
他说靠近他,
really good.
非常好。
Yeah, she was listening to the sermon.
她是认真听讲到。
Anyone?
还有没有?
Accept him.
接受他。
Okay.
I see.
Now the question is, what God wants?
他们的问,
what God wants?
是神要的是什么?
Now this is not a religion, this is a relationship.
Good.
陈老师说不是宗教，是关系。
That's good.
是跟神的关系。
All these are good answers.
这都是很好的答案。
But God wants more.
但神要的是更多，是更大的。
Even more.
是什么？更大的。
Even more.
更大的。Even
more.
更大的，还要更大的。遵守他的指令，信心。
Even more.
更大的。要你的信心。就好了。阿妹，是啊。
God does not need anything. You don't have to do too many things.
神要的没有，你不需要做很多。
God wants you.
神要的是你自己。
You only.
你就你了。
We talking about our God, you know, far away, you know, and indifferent, and we cannot relate to Him. God said, one thing I really want, that is, even I'm so powerful, I cannot get it. If you don't agree, I want you.
我们会觉得说，哎呀，神那老远老远的，但是天父却说不，我要的是唯有一样东西，对你们，就是你，你本人。
It's tough.
是不是听起来好像是
？You want a coffee, you can get it.
你要咖啡，你可能就。
You want to buy a car, you can get it.
你要买车，你就可以买了。
And you want a dog, you can get it.
你要一条狗。
When you come to relationship,
但是到这关系。
One-to-one relationship.
人一对一的关系。
You cannot say, okay, I just joined the golf club, now I become the member of the golf club. That's okay.
你不能说是我去一个高尔夫球俱乐部，然后你就成为一个会员了。但那个不是关系。
I'm a Buddhist. I join Buddhists, you know, and then I go to temple. That is not relationship.
你知道我是佛教，我就去那个庙里面，那个不是关系。
Relationship is one-to-one.
是一对一的。
Of course, you belong to him.
他说我们是属于他的。他就说当然我们是属于他的。
But he wants you to say it, not he tell you you belong to him. He wants to tell you to say it. I belong to you.
I belong to you. 他说你说出来我是属于你的。
God wants you. You must say I want you too.
神说我要你们本人，然后你们也说我是属于你的。
I tell my wife before we get married.
在我们结婚之前
，I really like you.
我很爱她，我跟她说我很爱你。
But she said,
她说
I'm not sure.
确定哦。
It means either he is not sure I really like her, or either she is not sure whether she like me.
她的意思可能是那他们说。我不确定你是不是真的爱我，另外他也可能他的意思说，我不确定我是不是敢真的爱你。
There's no relationship.
If
that is not mutual, that's no relationship.
所以没有说这种彼此的这样一个关系吧，那个不是真正的关系。
It's a two-way street.
那个是两个人是不同的路线的那种。
It takes two to dance.
关系。所以这个真正是要建立一个爱。一起的关系是两个人是一起同心的连到一起才是真正的
right so now you know God what God wants God has everything he doesn't need anything
神有了一切他什么
he doesn't need money he doesn't need money
他不需要钱他不需要你的钱
he doesn't need you even to come to the church
他甚至都不需要你们来教会
because if you just come to the church the rest of the week is now you forget about him what's the point
如果大家都去教会，但是都不知道说有去教会是做什么。
God don't want you for a moment, for 1 hour here, 2 hours here.
神不是说是要你啊，每就是要一两个小时在这边。
God doesn't want you to pray for 10 minutes, then the rest of time you forget about him.
他不是要你一定要祷告10分钟，然后你过后就全部都忘记他了。
God wants you at all time, every day.
神是要你。每时每刻每一天
That's called relationship
就跟他有这样一个连接的爱的关系
Relationship means spend time together
这个爱的关系呢是需要一点时间跟他连接的
When I do business in Hong Kong My wife always complain you know
在香港做生意的时候我太太经常抱怨
You don't love me
她说你不爱我
I said how do you know
我说你怎么知道我不爱你
You don't spend time with me
她说你没有花时间跟我在一起啊
Then I said that's true.
我说对了。
Same thing God asks you.
所以同样的，神也是这样。
I love God. I come to the church. I do everything.
我们说啊，神啊，我爱你啊，我常常去教会啊。
And God asks how much time you spend with me.
但神说你花了多少时间是真的是跟我心对心。
The whole week is 168 hours.
这个每一周呢是160。
168。Hours
168个小时
every week
每周
we probably spend 1 hour in the church
可能就花一个小时在教会
maybe if we are lucky maybe 10 minutes in prayer
我们如果说真的是幸运一点的话会花10分钟去祷告一下
and you look at YouTube much more than you talk to God
这个好像是你
YouTube
你好像你花时间在 YouTube 上的时间比跟神交流的时间。
How much time you spend？
所以你花多少时间跟神在一起呢
？Love means spending time together。
爱呢，就意味着你花时间在一起。
Love spells time。
爱呢，其实它
T-I-M-E-L-O-V-E is the same thing。
就是爱呢，它的拼写跟时间的拼写是同一个意思的。
That's God wants you。
但是要的是你
spending time，
花时间
with him，
跟他在一起
walk with him，
跟他同行
walk closely with him，
紧紧的跟他
in close fellowship with him，
有一个紧密的关系
always in him，
常常是住在他里面
always talking，
常常是跟他有对话
always walking with him，
常常与他同行
always referring anything to him， us
所有的事情都指向他，带向他，
Ask,
求问他。
Father, what do you want me to do with this? How do you want me to do with this?
求问说，天父啊，你觉得我应该怎么做合适
？That's Christian.
这才是我们基督徒的样子。
That's family.
这是个家庭。
That's love.
这是个爱。
That's God. That's why God. I want you to come close to me.
这是天父说，我要你跟我靠近一点。
The Bible says, draw near to me.
God will say,
"If you draw near to God, God will draw near to you."
神他说，如果你亲近神，神就亲近你。
God is waiting.
神在等我。
God was already close to you.
神已经靠近我们了，已经靠近你了。
Are you close to him?
但你有靠近他吗
？No, we don't.
没有，我们没有。
Because as my wife said, you don't spend time.
就像我太太说的，我没有花时间陪他。
Talk is cheap.
就是嘴上说是很容易。
God loves you more than
神爱我们呢
you think
超过你的想象
God loves you more than you love yourself
神爱你呢超过你爱你自己
because God's love is everlasting
因为神的爱呢是永恒的爱
and the Bible said Jeremiah 31 I'll love you with everlasting love
说我用永远的爱爱你
everlasting
永远的爱
Can you tell your wife I love you with everlasting love?
你可以对你的太太说，我用永远的爱爱你吗
？You probably won't, because your wife will tell you you're crazy.
你可能不会这么说，你太太说你疯了。
Because we don't use to this kind of love.
因为我们不会用这样的爱。
I don't blame you. God's love is different from your love.
对，这确实是神的爱是跟我们的爱是不一样。
God's love is beyond your understanding.
神的爱只是超乎你的想象
God's love is unconditional accept you as you are
神的是要你来知道他爱你的本
质 God's love is love your enemy
神要你去爱的这个爱的是甚至
love the unlovable
敌人的那种爱仇敌的那种爱
love the unlovable
是爱那些不可爱的人的那种爱
love you as a sinner
是爱一个甚至是还在罪人当中的
love you even before the creation of the world
爱你是在你没有造这个世界之前的那种爱。
He want to love you as a father.
他要爱你，就像个父亲爱你。
By his choice.
是按照他的拣选。
You said, I like to choose things.
你会说我要我想要我选择。
And God tells you the same thing. I chose you.
神也是这么说，我选了你。
Some people say, that's.Predetermination, okay, that's not good, you know. God predetermined me. I have no freedom. Wrong.
有人会说，哎呀，那这个也不好啊，因为是神他提前就已经就拣选了我，使得我都没得拒绝。
If you are free, God is free too. God free to choose you.
就是说到这个自由呢，神也是按照他的自由来拣选你。
That's grace, not because you are good.
这是恩典，不是因为你有多好。
Actually, it's because you are no good.
确实是我们都不好。
You are the sinner.
我们都是罪人。
He died. Jesus died for you when you were a sinner.
耶稣是为我们的罪而死。
God loves you not because what you do is but is because who He is.
神爱我们不是因为是你们做了什么，而是因为神他就是爱。
That's why God doesn't need you to do too many things because.
所以神呢不需要我们说是做很多的事情来。
Because you are His children.
赚到他拣选我们。
The fundamental concept, the basis of all New Testament is God is your Father.
整本这个新约的这个这个基础呢，都是基于这个神，他是我们天父。
When Jesus teaches us how to pray, teaches the disciple how to pray, he says, "Now, this is how you pray."
在这个耶稣教我们怎么祷告的时候，他说：“你们要这样祷告。”
Your heavenly Father.
我们天上的父。
That's revolutionary because at that time nobody can call God Father.
这是超有启示性的，因为在那个时候没有人会这样称呼神，称他为父的。
Jewish tradition, that's blasphemy. That is no good.
在犹太人他们当中说称这个神是你的父，这是一种亵渎啊。
God is Yahweh. God is higher.
神是
God is great. No, who you are, you call him a father.
神是高高在上的。你还称他为父，怎么可能？
But Jesus said,
但耶稣说
God is your father.
神是你的父。
Pray to him.
要向他祷告。
Before you pray, he knew all your needs.
在你还没有向他祷告祈求之前，他都知道你一切的需要。
If he know all your need, why you pray?
那如果他知道你的需要，那我们为什么还要问他祷告向他求呢？
Okay, Celine.
Celine.
If God knows what you need already, before you pray, He knew know what you need while you pray.
如果说神都早就知道你一切的需要了，你为什么你还要问他求，说告诉他你要什么呢？
因为神的话要让我们不住的祷，凡事感谢，凡事感恩，有不住的祷告。
Because we were taught that we should always pray, always giving thanks.
But God already knows.
但神说。神早就知道，神早就知道你想要的是什么。
I pray always, you know, he asks for this, asks for that, you know, God, I need this, I need that, I need a new job, all these kind of things, right?
祷告就说，神啊，我要这个，我要那个，我要这份工作，我要什么？
God said, I knew that already.
神说，我都知道。
So when you pray, don't pray about this thing.
所以当你祷告的时候，你都可以不用为这个祷告。
Don't pray about material things.
甚至是这些事，就是这些物质的东西都不用祷告了。
And you say, okay, then I pray on the same.
Oh, 好，那我祷告别的。
That's good.
好。
But still, God knows too.
但神呢，也都知道你祷告别的什么东西。
So what's the reason we pray?
Oh, 那是什么原因我们还要祷告呢？
Kathleen.
凯特。
天
信
神，
今
天他要你说出
他的。Kathleen, just want you to take a close look.
Again, God wants you.
就是神。
He doesn't care what you pray. Actually, what you pray always wrong.
他不在乎你祷告什么。其实我们的祷告很多都是错的。
Our prayer is always wrong. The Holy Spirit will help us to correct our prayer.
我们很多是祷告是错的，是圣灵他帮我们纠正。
God wants you to come close.
神是要你靠近他，亲近他。
You don't have to tell him what he need, what you need. Because if
不用跟他说你要什么东西。
If he doesn't know, he's not God.
如果他都不知道你要什么东西，他就不是神了。
He wants you, Catherine.
他要的是你 ，Catherine 说对了。
But why Catherine always right? Because you read the Bible.
为什么 Catherine 她刚回来正确？因为她读了圣经。
You are not totally not right.
You are not. 并没有错。
80%.
神已经答对了80%，很棒了。
But God want more.
当然神要的是更多。
He want you come close as a living sacrifice. Chapter 12, a living sacrifice, offer yourself to Him.
活祭一样献上我们自己。
God doesn't need your money.
神不要你的钱。
God doesn't even need to do anything, even commercial. He want you
不用你做任何事情。
Offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
献上自己。
Every single day to talk to Him.
每一天跟他对话。
Every day is church for you.
每一天是
not just now.
每一天都像是教会一样，不是只是现在才算是教会。
And you will be blessed.
然后你会很蒙福。
Why? Because the Bible said that.
为什么呢？圣经有这么说的。
Meditate on God's word day and night. This person will be blessed. Not only blessed, everything he does will prosper.
这昼夜思想神呢，凡你所做的就会尽都顺利。
That's why Jesus said.Do not worry about anything.
这就为什么耶稣说不要为任何事忧虑。
Do not worry means
不要忧虑
means what?
是什么
means do not.
意思就是不要。
Do not worry.
不要忧虑。
means
is 就是
never worry about anything.
永远都不用为任何事
in life
忧虑
because he's your father.
在我们的人生当中，要知道他是我们的父。
He already knew before you pray.
他已经在你祷告之前就知道。
He wants you to pray, come close.
他要你祷告，靠近他。
Your prayer always is like a child's prayer, always pray the wrong thing.
我们祷告常常是小孩子的祷告，常常祷告错。
But that's okay, because
这没关系的。
Because you tell the child, okay, your child to come to talk to me. Doesn't matter what he talk. When my son talk to me, he talk about crazy thing.
就像我的小孩一样，他来到我面前跟我讲话的时候，他讲的事都是很奇奇怪怪的。
But I sit down like, you know, I'm talking to him like I understand.
但是我就坐下来跟他听，跟他讲，我明白他的。
God knows and have all the gift for you. Everything is arranged, everything is planned for your life, written in heaven. He doesn't need you to tell him. He already planned the best for you.
神已经有了一切，他天地一切都丰丰富富，他都有。他甚至有计划是给你的。
Has your best interest in mind.
他是有最美好的一个计划在。
That's why the Bible says, when you ask for a stone, God will not give you. God will give you only bread.
就是圣经上说，你向他求石头，他不会给你石头，他给你饼。
Matthew chapter 7:7.
马太福音第七章是这么说的。
That's why your heavenly Father only give good things.
为什么我们的天父他只会给你好东西
？To his children.
给他的。
Only good things.
只有好东西，他会给你。
All things will work together for the good. God will give you good thing. Bad thing, He won't give it to you. You don't have to tell God. Tell God, Father, don't give me the bad thing. You don't have to tell Him.
万事都互相效力，叫爱神得益处。你甚至不用对父亲说你要给我好东西，他都知道，不会给你坏东西。
God knows.
神完全知道。
Why you pray?
为什么要祷告呢？
God want to hear your voice.
就是神想要听到你的声音。
Your voice to him is really sweet.
听到你的声音，你的声音是如此甜美，在他的耳中。
When my son called me from Japan,
当我的儿子打
电话 I don't care what he talk about,
从日本打电话给我
I just,
我都不在乎他在讲的是什么东西了。
I want to hear his voice.
我就想要听到他的声音。
And God want you to,to see you too.
神也是想要见到你。
Like a video conference,
就像是那个视频会议一样。
When we have a video conference, doesn't matter what you talk about.
当我们有这个视频会议，你讲什么内容不重要了。
God want to see you.
就看到这你的脸就很开心。
Psalm 105.
就是诗篇里面135篇。
105.
啊，105篇。
105 says, "Seek my face."
诗篇一零五篇说：“寻求我的面
，Seek my face always。”
你要常常寻求我的面。
Seek my strength。
神说的，来向我寻求力量。
Come close，
靠近我。
God is happy。
神是喜悦的。
When you come close，
当你靠近他的时候。
When you hear your voice， God is happy。
当他听到你的声音的时候，他很开心。
When he see your face，
当他看到你的脸
，talk to him， walk with him， he's happy。
看到你愿意跟他同行。他很开心。
If you talk to him and see him every day, doing everything,
and 天天见他
always walk with him, he is so happy.
你常常跟他同行，他非常的喜乐。
You don't need to do anything.
然后你都不用做什么了。
Because seek first his kingdom, all this will be given to you.
因为你寻求他的国和他的义
，you seek him,
需要的他都会。
You come close to him,
你靠近他，亲近他。
Everything will be given to you.
一切都会给你。
Everything actually will come to you.
而且那些东西，它是自己会走到你面前来。
And God will move heaven and earth.
神甚至会移动天地。
To make you happy.
使得你会有满足的喜乐。
Because you spend all the time with Him, loving Him,
and talking to Him. 因为你花了时间去陪伴他，跟他对话。
To Him fellowship.
跟他一起交流
and spending time is most important.
爱里面跟他一起交流，这是多重要的事。
But our life, why is so stressful? Why worry? Because
为什么我们的生活会是这么的充满紧张和压力呢？
We prayed for 10 minutes.
And
those moments for God, we think we are really devoted already.
我们觉得说啊，我祷告十分钟，我已经很虔诚了。
Then the rest of the day you forget.
然后这其他的时间全都忘记什么。
God wants you to walk with Him.
神是要你跟他同行。
Remember John 15:15, verse 5, the wine and the branches.
记得吗？在约翰福音里十五章第五节里面，咱们说葡萄树和枝子的那个比喻。
God wants you to remain in Him all the time.
要你常常住在他里面。
If you remain in me, I remain in you, then you will bear much fruit.
如果你住在我里面，我就住在你里面，你就会多结果子。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你就什么都做不了。
You must keep remaining, keep connecting.
你要常常住在他里面。
Then you have the strength and power to.
然后你就有力量去完成你的工作。
You don't need to worry.
你就不用担忧。
It's like charging your phone.
就好像给手机充电一样。
Keep charging.
要常常要充电手机。
Don't charge 1 minute and take it off.
不要只充一分钟，你手机就拔了。
That's what our Christian life.
这是我基督徒的生活，常常是这样。
No wonder the phone is never charged.
就难怪这个手机常常会没电。
No wonder you never charge.
难怪我们的生命常常没有力量。
No wonder you worry.
难怪我们会忧虑。
Because you're not in Him.
因为我们没有住在他里面。
We are not remaining in Him.
我们没有住在他里面。
The Bible emphasizes this really, very, very strongly.
圣经呢很强调这个。
I want you.
说我要的是你。
I want your voice.
我要听你的声音。
I want your face.
我要见到你的面。
I want your heart.
我要你的心。
When you have God.
当我们有了神。
He who has God has everything.
有了神的人呢，他就有了一切。
When you have God, you have everything.
当有了神，你就有了一切。
Because when you have God, you are right with God, you are right with people. God will bless you, not only bless you, God will use you to bless other people.
但你有了神呢，你甚至神会通过你去祝福很多人。
Seek first His kingdom, we seek God first.
首先求神的国和神的义。
All this will be given to you.
这些呢，他都会加添给你。
What are all this?
那些是什么？会加添给你是什么？
大学。What are all this?
大学，他会
seek first
求神的国
，and all the other things will given to you.
先求他的国，他的义，然后其他的会加给你。那其他的是什么？大家想想，会是什么？
我们所有的穿住行。
Everything in our life.
Now he too read the Bible close to God.
他有读圣经，他靠近神。
Because that's in the Matthew chapter 6.
是马太福音第六章里面说的。
25-33.
25-26是怎么说的？
Do not worry about what you eat.
不要为什么你吃的什么忧虑。
What you drink.
你喝的什么忧虑。
What you wear. Look at the bird.
你看那个鸟。
The bird has no bank account.
那个鸟它没有银行账号，没有银行账户。
The bird never work.
那个鸟它永远没有去工作的。
The Bible said your father still feed the bird.
但是他说天父的都看不好这个鸟。
And your father is your father, is not the father of the bird, is your father.
但天父呢，不是说他是这个鸟的父，他是你的父。
If God feeds all the birds,
如果神都会照顾好这些鸟的话，
you're much more valuable than the birds.
你比这些鸟还要贵重。
Will he feed you?
他不会照顾好你。
God will feed you.
神会照顾你的。
You go out to look at the bird.
你出去看那些鸟。
They just eating, singing, drinking, doing what birds doing.
那些鸟呢，就是吃啊、喝啊，天天唱歌。
The job of a bird.
它做什么？
The job of a bird is singing.
可能鸟的工作就是唱歌。
They don't worry.
它没有忧虑。
I haven't seen a worry bird.
我没有看到一个鸟很忧虑，天天很忧愁。
I drinking coffee in Starbucks. I try to look at those birds and see which one is worry thinking. No, nobody
thinking.
They have a good time.
In Starbucks, 喝咖啡的时候看那些鸟，我看哪只鸟有忧愁，没有忧愁。
They don't, but we do.
他们没有忧愁，但我们很忧愁。
What's the problem?
为什么什么问题呢？
Because we don't depend on God totally.
我们没有完全依靠神。
We depend on ourselves.
我去依靠我们自己。
I have to make it.
我得要做定。
I have to do it.
我得要搞定这个事。
But God said, I create the world. Everything depends on me. Talk to me first.
神说我造了一切，你要。
You still do something, but you do just what I tell you to do. Also, you do only enough for today. Every day is enough. You just do your best today.
你要按照我说的去做，每天做好你当做的就够了。
But we do, we use our one day's energy and do 10 days thing.
但我们就用一天的这个力量，想要做十天的事情。
And we use the next 10 days to worry about the next year.
我们用后面十天的这个能力，那个力量去忧虑后面十年的事情。
No wonder you burn out.
但难怪你会
overload.
你会很焦虑，你会会那个。
Jesus says, "Seek first His kingdom; all this will be given to you." Therefore,
寻求他的国。
Don't worry about even tomorrow.
所以不要为明天忧虑。
Let tomorrow worry about yourself. Each day is enough for you to do.
明天自有明天的忧虑，一天难处一天当就够了。
God wants you to only deal with today.
神要你只做好今天。
With Him together, walk with Him.
跟他同行。
One person
有一个人
in the Bible
在圣经里面
in Genesis chapter 5
在啊。创世纪里面第五章
It's called Enoch
叫做以诺这个人
The Bible said
圣经说
He walked with God
他跟神同行
Closely
紧紧的跟神同行
For how long?
多久了
300 years
300 years
300年跟神
Walk faithfully
很信
Walk closely
的跟着他紧紧的跟着他同行
Walk with close fellowship with God for 300 years
有这么一个彼此的这个那个连接整整300年
Did he die?
他死了吗后来
No, 没有
He did not die
没有
Who took him?
谁把他带走了
Why?
为什么神把他带走啊
？Why not let him keep walking？
为什么不让他继续走啊？继续活在这个世上啊
？God's plan is that he has done enough. He pleased me. He made me happy. I'll take him to heaven.
神的意思是说，他已经做了很好在这地上。
He did not even die.
我要把他带到天上去。
Because he walked with God closely. When you walk with God closely，
他并没有死，他一直跟着神，很亲近。
You are powerful. You have power. You have health. You are healthy.
会有很大的。
You have life inside.
力量，你有生命在你里面。
Because God is life itself.
因为神他就是生命。
The fountain of life.
他是生命的泉源。
He says, "I'm the bread of life."
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
When you come close to God,
当你靠近神
，you come close to the source of life.
你就靠近了生命的泉源。
You will feel it.
你会感觉到
you are strong,
你会有力量
and you have the power of the Holy Spirit,
然后你就有圣灵的力量
and you have God with you,
你就会有神跟你同在
everything you do, you do
it,
you do God's will,
一切都做在神的心里面
and God don't have to give you too much problem,
神就不需要给你什么
because you already walk with him,
什么麻烦啊困难啊因为你已经跟他同行了
And you serving other people.
然后你也去祝福别人。
See, that's why everything the person does is prosper.
所以你看那个人他做的就
是。If you close to God,
如果你亲近他的话。
And why you must close to God?
那为什么我们要亲近神
？Not only for yourself.
不是只是为了我们自己。
It's for Him too.
也是为了。
Why?We just mentioned a little bit at the beginning.
其实我们开头已经讲了。
You are the focus of His love.
因为你是他爱的重点。
When you love someone, you want to be with that person all the time.
因为你爱一个人的话，你就想多花点时间跟他在一起。
God loves you. He wants to be with you. Not only you,
神爱你呢， He wants you. 他想要跟你在一起，他就想要你跟他在一起。
And He wants you to come close to Him.
他想要你靠近他。
Because you are the apple of His eyes.
因为你是他眼中的瞳仁。
In the Bible, there's a 5 times describe us as the apple of God's eye.
圣经上有五个地方讲到，就是说我们是他眼中的瞳仁。
So what is the apples of the eye in Chinese?
什么是眼中的瞳仁？
Anyone?
眼中。
Anyone know? Apple of the eye means the person is so precious.
这眼中的瞳仁就是眼睛里面那个东西，那个瞳仁。是什么意思？是非常的珍贵。
It cherished beyond other things.
就是是比其他的都还要珍贵的。
And it's treasure.
是珍宝。
And in Chinese means
用中文的意思是
My wife.
我的太太。
First thing he tell me is that the
他先跟我讲的是
My father loved me so much.
他说我的阿爸很爱我哦。
I am.
我是。
I am. 他掌上明珠。
他说我是我爸爸的掌上明珠哦。
She's trying to tell me the first thing.
他是先要想跟我说的是
You must treat me like a 掌上明珠。
你也得要把我当你的掌上明珠。
An apple of the eye in Hebrew is apple of the eye, but in Chinese it's 掌上明珠。
这眼中的瞳仁是希伯来文的一种讲法，但我们中文的我们华人讲法就说是掌上明珠，我们就更容易理解它是这个意思。
What's another one?
还有没有其他的这个讲法
？What is equivalent to 掌上明珠？
还有没有别的一种表达法，说这个跟这个掌上明珠是同一个意思？
就是头上的明珠怕掉，嘴里含着怕化。
In Chinese,
心中宝，
心中的宝物，心中的宝贝，
心肝宝贝。
You're the treasure of my heart.
In Hong Kong, it's the same thing. 心肝宝贝 means
在香港也是这么说的。
Means this person is so special.
是说这个人太珍贵了
，right? 心肝宝贝。
哇，是我心中的宝贝。You're the treasure.
You know that God look at you.
神看你呢，
心肝宝贝。
你就是他的心肝宝贝。You're the treasure in this heart.
I did not say that the Bible said.
我不是我说的，是圣经上这么说的。
In Psalm 17, 8.
是诗篇十七章这么说的。
Keep me as an apple of your eye.
说把我当作你是你眼中的瞳仁。
David said, Keep me as your 掌上明珠。
大卫说，你把我当你的掌上明珠。
Keep me as 你的心肝宝贝。
把我当作你心中的宝贝。
David is very smart. David is close to God, but he knows God wants him too.
他是很亲近神的。
Because we are the apple of God's eye.
我们是神眼中的瞳仁。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32 is the same thing.
在申命记里面就是是三章。
32章。God tells the Israel people.
神对以色列人说
You are the apple of my eyes.
你是我眼中的瞳仁。
It's so precious.
多么珍贵。
You are precious in God's eye.
你也是，你是在神眼中的，是他的瞳仁。
Maybe not your boss. The boss say, hey, you have to perform.
你的老板可不会这样对你说，你老板说你好好工作啊。
But God's different.
这是不一样。
Each of you,
你们每一位
is the apple of His eye.
都是我眼中的瞳仁。
If anyone touch,
如果任何人想要
each of you, anyone
想要哪里怎么样？圣经上说
，God said, He's touching my apple of mine.
那就像是碰我眼中的瞳仁。
If you treat God's children badly, God say, You are treating me.
如果你对待神的儿女对他不好，就像你对待神眼中的这个同人。
So there's many more Bible said that you know you are the focus of his love.
这个圣经里面就是讲说我们是神眼中所
眼中的。 So I want you to understand you are precious in God's eyes.
所以我想要你们明白你们是神眼中的宝贝。
Not only precious, it's treasure possession.
是真正的珍宝。
It's privilege.
是他所要重点看顾的。
And you have prerogative when you pray.
你有这样的一个优先权。
You are the inheritance. God does not need anything.
我们是他的产业。
God created the universe, created everything, but God said, "You are my inheritance."
他把我们称为是他的产业。
So special.
真好珍贵。
So when you pray, you better understand this.
所以你祷告的时候，你要知道这一点。
You are dearly loved.
你是他所亲爱的。
The apple of his eye.
是他眼中的瞳。
心肝宝贝。
他的The treasure in his heart.
When 心肝宝贝 pray, what happened?
当他当他心真所爱的祷告的时候，会发生什么
？When you pray, it means 心肝宝贝 pray。
祷告的时候，他的心肝宝贝向他祷告啊。
God will answer。
神会听你的祷告。
Doesn't matter what。
无论是谁
，God will give you the best。
神会给你最好的。
Right, my wife told
是不是
my wife told me I
太太跟我说
I'm the apple of my father's eye.
她说我是我爸爸的心肝宝贝。
Whatever I want,
掌上明珠
my father will give me.
我要什么，我爸爸都会给我的。
That's what God will do.
这个就是天父会这样给我们的。
Of course, my wife said that she has motive. She has different motive.
当然，太太要跟我说，她是有她的自己私人的。这个想法。
So since then, whatever she wants, I try.
所以他每次都问我要给些什么。
But God is different. God can give you.
给他，但神不一样，他能给你一切。
But remember,
但你要记住
if you ask for a stone, God won't give you a stone.
但记得，你如果向神求石头，他不会给你石头。
Ask for a snake, God will not give you.
你向他求蛇，他不会给你蛇。
Because we always ask for the wrong thing.
因为我们常常求错的东西。
We ask for the temporary thing.
我们求的都是暂时的东西。
Not the eternal thing.
不是永恒。
We don't know our home is in heaven.
我们不知道我们天。
We don't know the kingdom of God is not here.
我们知道神的国不在地上。
God does not want us to love the world.
神不是要我们去爱这个贪恋这个世界。
A lot of time we are greedy.
很多时候我们是贪恋的。
But God still give you the best.
但神仍然会给我们最好的。
First, give you what you need.
首先是给你是你需要的。
Secondly, because you are 心肝宝贝。
因为你是。
He will give you.
心肝宝贝。
He will love you as much as he can.
他会爱你是尽他的全力去爱你的。
That's how.God look at you. That's how you must look at yourself.
怎么看你的？你也应该要这样看你自己。
God wants you badly. You are his.
非常的。
You are his treasure. You are his inheritance.
神已经要定你了，你是他的宝贝。
See, when we pray,
当我们祷告的时候
，we should know he is the father.
我们要知道他是父亲。
We are the children.
我们是他的孩子。
Father and son relationship is the basis of the New
Testament. 父亲和儿女的关系就是新约里面的。
It's the foundation.
这个是最基础的这个关系。
Of the New Testament.
在新约里面。
Because the highest blessing is
最高的最大。
You are chosen to be the son of God.
就是你被拣选成为他的。
You're in the royal family.
你是在一个皇。
Not only royal family, you are prince and princess.
你们都是王子公主
心肝宝贝
心肝宝贝全人都是好
奖赏明珠
The pearl in his palm
Then once you know your position God, how God look at you even you don't even know but the Bible tells us you should look at yourself That's why when you pray
在环境出现的时候你都不知道你是什么样的身份
God will give you the best.
所以说你祷告的时候要知道神会给你最好的。
If not the best, he won't give it to you.
如果不是最好的，神不会给你。
So when you pray, no is yes actually.
其实神就算没有给你，
when he say no is better because you
pray
the wrong thing.
因为是说你向他求东西是错的。
It's harmful to you.
是对你是有害的。
When something happens, all things work together for the good because God already knew.
不好的事情发生，但神也会让万事互相。
All things is caused by God to make it to happen.
其实这一切的事情发生了，
no accident,
它背后的原因
no accident,
不是偶然的。
Because the Bible says, you know, even a bird falling down without my will, it will not fall.
就是一只鸟它掉下来了，如果不是神允许的话，它不会发生这个事情。
So everything happened to you.
每一件事情发生在你身上了。
God already
神已经
know
知道
and
而且
He allowed it.
他允许它发生。
Sometimes He give you difficult time.
有时候他可能给我们一些困难。
So to bring you closer to Him.
是使得你会更靠近他。
Sometimes
有时候
tough time
可能是极大的困苦
make you a better person.
会让你成为一个更优秀的人。
Tough time make you learn.
就是很多时候困难会让我们学习。
God have to give you tough time.
神会允许一些困难发生在我身上。
Because you're not close to Him.
因为你可能没靠近他。
God must give you tough time.
神可能会允许这些困难发生在你身上。
Because you make mistakes.
因为你犯一些错误。
You have to learn.
你得要学习。
God sometimes have to say no.
神有的时候他不能回应你。
Because you ask for
不能答应你要求的东西，因为你求的是错的。
God listen to every prayer.
神，但他是听
every single prayer.
每一个祷告他是听的，他也听到。
And he consider.
而且他会考虑的。
But he does not grant every prayer.
他，但他不会说是你要的什么东西。
But when God says no, God say no is good for you.
但神呢，即使没有给你那些坏的东西呢，他也等于答应了你的祷告。
So your life, that's why Matthew chapter 6 is do not worry about all these things 21 times
在马太福音第六章里面讲说不要忧虑甚至强那句话重复了21次
in Matthew
在马太福音
Luke
在路加福音
Mark
在马可福音
21 times
总共加起来是21次讲的说不要忧虑
And God is a father in the New Testament is 235 times
是你的父亲在这个圣经里面也讲的说已经这个词已经重复了251次讲到他是你的父亲
In Old Testament is only a few times but
在旧约里可能有几次出现
New Testament and it says in Jesus teaching
在新约里面主要是出现在耶稣的教导里面
You are the children of God This is a family.
这是一个家。
The first thing you have to come close to me.
首先你要亲近他。
Come close to each other.
彼此连接。
Don't focus on the wrong thing.
不要去定睛在你的错误的东西上。
Focus on the future thing.
不要去定睛在什么未来多久那些东西。
Focus on the what prophecy or prediction. All this not.
什么那些先知。
It's a waste of time.
不要去浪费时间。
God want you to come close to Him.
神要你亲近他。
Talk to Him every day.
就天天跟他对话，跟他交流，交谈。
How do you want me to deal with this?
你就跟他说，我这个事情该怎么做
？How do you want me to deal with this person?
你觉得我应该怎么跟这个人交往？
How do I learn how to love? God does not even want you to pray for material things.
神甚至是不要我们去为那些物质上的东西。
Because all this will be given to you.
求他要，因为这些他都会给你的。
When you seek Him,
当你寻求他的时候
，you get close to Him.
你亲近他
，you don't waste your time.
你没有浪费时间。
Because God will give you the other thing.
因为别的神会给你。
Aim at God, you have everything.
你定睛在神身上。
Aim at the other thing, you lose God, you lose everything.
如果你只定睛看那些别人要的东西的话，你会什么都会丢掉。
That's what seek first is kingdom.
这就为什么耶稣说要先求他的国。
Means get close to Him.
意思就是要亲近他。
I'm the one, you're the branches.
他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Remain in me.
要藏在他里面。
Not 1 hour.
不是只是一个
小时 minutes,
不是只有十分钟不是只是一个简单祷告
The whole day you walk with God
要整天我们都跟神同时
Pray 50 times
你一天都可以祷告五十次都可以
Each time only 1 minute is okay
对五十次一次就一分钟也行
Read the Bible 50 times
读圣经五十次
And here there a little bit you know,
可能这里读点那里读点也好都好
Don't waste your time
不要浪费时间
Spend time with him
要花时间跟他在一起
Then you will be strong
然后你会更加强壮
So,
所以
God wants you
神要的是你
Because you are his 奖项明珠
因为你是他的奖项明珠
He wants you to come close to him
要你靠近他
He already close to you
他已经靠近你
must be close to him
你得要靠近他
Then you will be blessed
你就会 好，谢谢张正，谢谢张正。